Blog Talk Radio.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
All God.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
All God.
Had a few hills to climb.
All good.
Oh,
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes. Good morning, Reverend Henry.
Good morning.
Beautiful. Beautiful morning. I'm doing real good. Doing real good.
Doing real good.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
It's a beautiful morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, it is a beautiful morning. Like the song they say, I know better that it's all God.
Yep.
Yes, because of him we're able to say that. It's because of him that touching our minds to let us know that it is all because of him that we're able to look upon this day, give thanks upon this day because of him. It's all God. Not we have done so good that we could say that we deserve this multitude of mercy and grace that he's given to us. What we deserve is justice for our acts. But I'm so glad. He looked upon our gold, as the elders would say, looked upon our golden moments and bid them to roll on a little while longer. Yes, sir. It's all God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
sir.
Reverend Henry, I'm gonna play one more song. I want to play one more song this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It just hit me. I got to find it. Y'all just bear with me just a second.
Beautiful. That's great. Mm-hmm.
Whenever here, I just want to, it just hit me. Thank y'all. Thanks for just listening to that. Praise him while you king.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I was standing in that store and it just hit me.
Praise the Lord.
Morning.
Praise is what I do. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's good. It's good that we praise him for his name. We do the praise. It's our due benevolence that we give him praise and glory and honor. We were made to worship him. We were made to adore him. That is our duty, to praise him. It's simple. Praise is simple. To give God adoration, to adore him, to just thank him for what he's done for you. Praise the Lord. He do so much to a lot of times, a lot of people take it for granted. Waking up, just being able to dress themselves, being able to breathe on their own, being able to have the activity of their limbs. God is in all of this, you know. We give too much credit to the bad. What people don't realize, the bad is there to teach us a lesson, to purge us, to improve us, to make us thankful for God when he have mercy upon us, when he do let the sun shine. Some people only recognize the rain, but I recognize the sun because the rain helps me appreciate the sun. The S-O-N and the S-U-N. Praise the Lord. Praise is truly what we do. Because when we're going through, we're giving thanks. And when you bring us through, we're giving thanks. We thank him while we're in the midst of the storm. But oh, thanks be to God. When he lifts the storm, we can understand why we were in the storm. We yet had that peace. We had the peace in the storm, and coming out of the storm, we have the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the peace and the praise. We thank God. Thank you, Lord, for what you do for us over and over and over again. If no one else have anything, we'll continue on reading where we was yesterday, Brother Nutty. Put a little bit on your mind while many some are going through, some are in the midst of a storm, some are coming out of a storm. Hallelujah. And some are just sitting back in wonder and amazement. Praise the Lord. So, but we thank him. We thank God. I always want to be mindful to thank him. You know, thank him for when we lay down in life. Thank him for when we wake up in the morning. Thank him when he corrects us, when he proves us. Thank him when he let us know when we're out of the way. Thank him for when we're in the way. Thank him for when we have enough strength, wisdom, and knowledge to please him. Thank him. Thank him at all ways, giving thanks and praise. Praise the Lord. Praise. Always want to tell God thank you. For I found out this when I tell him thank you. He reminds me of something else to thank him for. Yes, sir. When I thank him, I got a text yesterday evening, and it brought joy. Brother D was giving thanks. He said he woke up out of his nap and felt pretty good. Felt like he had a breakthrough, and I just rejoiced and thanked God for blessing him. Blessing him, giving him strength. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ever been down sick and you felt that God laid his hands on you. You felt God heard you when you cried unto him. That makes you rejoice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you've been down and he lifted you, make you rejoice and be thankful unto him. Praise the Lord. Makes us be thankful, so thankful. As we go to God in prayer, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, we just want to say thank you this morning. Want to say we're so glad, Father, that you allowed us. We carry it as a privilege and a blessing that you allowed us to assemble once again. Father, our heads are bowed and, oh, hallelujah, in submission to you, but our heart is open, asking that you bless just whom you will, set free whom you will, touch whom you will, deliver whom you will. We ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day and next. Oh, passages of scripture, Father, we read, bless it. Hallelujah. Teach us, we will be taught. Hallelujah, Father God, govern us. We will be governed by thy word. Lord, I want to tell you that we do love you. We just thank you for everything, Father God. Those that are still recovering, we have to give them strength. Hallelujah. Blessed, oh, in the name of Jesus, COVID-19. Those that cry unto you, hear the cry, oh Lord. We ask that you grant them peace in their mind, heart, soul, and spirit, and grant them healing on their bodies, Father. Hallelujah. Leave your healing hands, Father. And we will be ever mindful to give your name the praise, because if we make it through, we know that it was only because of you. Hallelujah. You have mercy upon us because of you so desire to. So we just give you thank you, Father God, but keep us in your hands. Hallelujah. Keep holding us. Keep us on the wheel. Shape us. Make us and fold us. Just what you would have us to be, Father God. And we'll just tell you thank you, Lord, and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise is what I do, pray about it. Even when we're going through.
Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the evening.
Yes, sir.
Praise him all
there
day long.
All day long. Mm-hmm. And one thing about praise, it's hard to praise and complain at the same time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can if you lay down your complaining for a moment and pick up the gratitude attitude of praise. Praise him for his goodness, his mighty acts, his wonderful work. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him even he thought you was worthy to go through what you're going through. He felt like if he put it upon you, you wouldn't throw up your hands and be in despair, but you would just tell him thank you. That's a blessing. Some people can't experience nothing but good, but if God allowed them to experience the bad, they give up on him, or their faith is so weak and weary. Some, instead of them asking God, why not me? Some of them are just like, oh, Lord, Lord, woe is me, why is me? But I know if he allow me to go in the storm, I know he'll be in there with me.
Hey, excuse me, Reverend Henry.
Yes, sir.
When they go into doubt and go to complaining, that could be the adversary, because he don't mm-hmm. like them praising the Lord, and that'd be the adversary we done got into. That'd be the devil mm-hmm. done got into. Give them doubt and try to break
yes,
the spirit. Am I correct mm-hmm. on that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He buffets us. He tries to break us when we worship God. He tries to make us weak and weary, and that he tries to get our mind off of God. If we would, just only would meditate on the Lord, you'll find things try to come in and interrupt that, disrupt that, or you find tribulation, and if you're not careful in your tribulation, you'll get your mind off of God, and you look more at the situation, and it calls you to be in despair, be weak, be weary. But if you thank him, you say, Lord, I thank you for the health and strength that I do have. I guarantee you, he will strengthen your spirit in that. Though the body may be still in a present situation, weary, weak, but in your spirit, if you say, Lord, I just thank you, I know he'll lift your spirit. And in the meantime, while the transformation is going on from the spirit to the flesh, you'll find that flesh start to get a little strength. Hallelujah. But it starts with the spirit. In the spirit, if our spirits are lifted, so will the body have to follow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So our body will have to be in submission, but we must first bring that spirit to where it need to be. It need to be lifted. You'll find a negative person, if he just set his mind on being negative, that's what he gonna be. No matter what you say, try to pull him out of that negative. But if you get him positive, you'll start to look at things a little bit better, a little bit differently. You'll start to find a way to thank God. And I don't care what you're going through, you'll find your way of thanking God for his goodness, for his mercy. You'll find a way to say, well, it's not as bad as it could have been. You'll find your way trying to find God in there somewhere. Somewhere you'll find a way. Hallelujah. Mark. Still in Mark, this chapter, we left off at the 31st verse talking about, but many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Find that out when you live a life of trying to please God, trying to put God first, instead of being caught on so much so to the riches of the world. And I'm not talking about worldly possessions is bad, but when they get to a point where they take the place of God that's in your heart, when you start to look on more about money and finances and wealth and possessions that you have above your love for the Lord, above your service for the Lord, then that is a problem. That's why I told the rich young ruler, you know, by your works, okay, yeah, you've done this, you've kept the law, but now I need you to go on the inward side. Your outward works is good and they're common, but the inward part is what I want. So go sell that you have and take up your cross and follow me. Now we get into the inward part of it, the inward thing, the heart that God wants. He wants you to work on that inward part. Hallelujah. That inward part. Christ took this occasion to speak to the disciples in this difficulty of the salvation. Though you have the world abundance, but he's eager to get to that heart, meaning they will never be able to experience Christ, because of their wealth. Their wealth is in the way. Hallelujah. And the rich, if they don't watch it, if there is no God in their heart, they're going to do all they can to stay rich, to stay rich, to stay wealthy. Even their heart will start to change. Hallelujah. Start to become cold, and it don't matter what they have to do to obtain this. Hallelujah. And they're going to keep it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But those that have tender hearts will see how they can spread their wealth, to see how they can help someone else. Hallelujah. That maybe don't have what they have, but it's in their heart to share and be generous and give to those and to help the support of the poor, the weak, those that are without. But here, Christ talks to his disciples here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 32, it says, Mark, the 10th chapter, and the 32th verse, and they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. Jesus went before them. They were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Christ was going, hallelujah, undertaking for the salvation of mankind. Hallelujah. The worldly honor is a glitter thing. Glitter thing. You see stars with fame and you don't realize the what they had to go to get that. And some, hallelujah, some have sold out too much to obtain a worldly glow. Oh, hallelujah. But those that are pure in heart, oh, they're, when their heart is so big and they want to love that and when you have much, it's your responsibility to give. It's your, those to whom more is given, more is required. If you have knowledge, it's your responsibility to give of that knowledge. If you have wealth, it's your responsibility to give unto those that don't have it, to be a blessing to those. Don't just say, I pray for you and God bless you. But if you can be a blessing, then be a blessing. God takes care of his Christians through other Christians. God love on people through people that have godly love, and they use the love of God to love you. Praise the Lord. Christ, his own disciples, many times they were dazzled. Our cares must be that we may have wisdom and grace to know how to suffer with him. You know, as we talked earlier, we got to know how to be able to suffer and it be a blessing. And we give God the glory and the honor. We can be like Job, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Yet will I adore you. Yet will I know whatever, and I trust you, Lord. And I know you're using this to work it all out. And it will work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to the call of his purpose. See, some are called to be able to suffer. Hallelujah. Some are called to be able to endure. Some are called to be able that God can work his purpose through them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That when they're sick, they will trust in God. When they're down and out, they will trust in God. When they're well, they will lean and depend on him and trust him and give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. Hallelujah. And they'll let you know that it was not them. Hallelujah. It was not them, but it was God that made a way out of nowhere. Here the disciples, they were amazed, and they were going to learn of how to suffer with the Lord and what the Lord had came to do. Hallelujah. For them, saying, verse 33, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. They shall mock him and shall scorn him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him, saying, Master, what would thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire? And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, asking, Master, what would that thou should do for us? Whatsoever we shall desire. Hallelujah. You know, they look past all that, but trying to gain what they could get out of this. And some don't even know what they asked for. And he said unto them, what would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, grant unto us that we may sit one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what you ask for. Can ye drink of the cup I have drink of, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? You see, you don't know what you're asking. You want someone else's blessings, and you want what someone else have, but do you know what that person went through to have what they have? It was a calling put up on them to suffer, that God may teach them some things. I love to give the illustration of the diamond and the diamond cutter. The diamond wasn't a pretty thing to look at, though it had a beauty of nature, but it was more beautiful once it got into the hand of the diamond cutter, just like when we are clay, but clay in the hands of the potter. That diamond, and so skilled of a diamond cutter, he knew he could see the flaws. He could see the flaws, and he knows just where to cut. Hallelujah. When he cut up on it, and the light shined, and there was a brilliant sparkle from it that would catch the eye of those that looked up on it. But it was not beautiful in that way until it was cut up on. A lot of times in our life, we are not beautiful until we are cut up on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They didn't understand what they were asking for, and neither did they understand what, hallelujah, what they were asking, and the cost and the price that would be paid. They didn't understand great suffering, great denial, great sacrifice is in that honor to set where they were asking to be placed. But it is for those who have continuously put God first in their life, continuously strive for the things that pleases God, continuously to not lean upon their own will or their own way, but always sought after what God thought about each and every situation. Here it is. You know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I have drink of? A more befitting question would have been, Lord, can you bless us to help you? Can you give us a mind to, oh, hallelujah. This just told us, Father God, how can we assist in being here for you, Lord? But they just coming to see what they could get, and this is easy when you're instead of you allowing God to use you, you are trying to use the Lord. Oh, and what's going to use it just to see what they can get out of you? But ye know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And are you, I ask the question, are you preparing yourself? Are you preparing yourself to, hallelujah, are you preparing yourself for heaven? Are you preparing yourself for his coming? Are you preparing yourself? Hallelujah. See, if you prepare yourself, you don't have to ask, because there is promises, hallelujah, given unto those that thirst and they hunger after righteousness. Those over there in Matthew, there's promise given that in the Beatitudes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're a peacemaker, there's promise given unto you. If you love God and his righteousness, there is a promise given unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you are seeking after just something for yourself, then nothing will be given unto you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But since you are going to be baptizing, and since you are going to have to drink out of the cup, even the cup of suffering, why not let it be a blessing unto you, but give praise and glory and honor to God in the midst of your suffering. Ye shall, the verse 39 tell you, Christ was speaking here in red, have it read here, ye shall indeed drink the cup that I drink of. And with the baptism that I am baptized with, shall ye be baptized. But to sit on the right hand or the left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. Hallelujah. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whatsoever will be great among you shall be your minister. Some wonder why so much is put upon them. But if God have given you something, whatever talent he's given that to you to be able to bless someone with, to be able to help someone with. Hallelujah. But to be great among somebody, you have been given talents. You have been given talents to be able to lead. Hallelujah. Not for the glory of it, but for the glory go to God. But to be exercised in that, to lead, to help, because you were born into that, to be able to organize. Hallelujah. Is a gift. Hallelujah, to be able to set things in order. It's a gift, and it is given that you may glorify God in it. It says here in verse 43, hallelujah, but be great among you shall be your minister, shall be your aid, shall be those that serve, a servant, hallelujah. And that's what we are, servants. Hallelujah, to his will, to his way, servants. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Heard Christ speaking with his disciples here. Christ shows them that dominion was simply based in the world. If Jesus would gratify all our desires, it would be soon appear that we desire fame or authority and are unwilling to taste of his cup or to have his baptism, and should be often by ruin having our prayers answered. But he loves us so, will only give his people what is good for them. Hallelujah. He gives us what is for our good. That's why sometimes it's good to accept no and don't act like a spoiled child just because God told you no. But he knows what working for our good. He knows what's beneficial for us. Sometimes we ask and we should be, oh Lord, you know. Lord, I don't know the next hour, but I know you know, and I'm hoping, I'm leaning on you, and I'm trusting you, and I'm hoping just to hear from you. Guide me, Lord, lead me, Lord. We might want to make a left turn in a decision, but God is begging us to go right, go the right way, turn this way, or halt here, or stop there. But sometimes we want to move too fast, and God's trying to slow us down and slow us up. Sometimes certain sicknesses is that we may get a little rest and we can stand and we can reconsider God or just search after God. It's not always punishment, but sometimes he has to make us be still just to get a little rest. Sometimes we travel too much. Sometimes we have to let us be still a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But here he's talking to the disciples. They were in wonder and amazement of him letting them know about salvation and the things to befall them and how they should act in it and how even they should rule. And who is called to rule? Those that has been given more. Hallelujah. Yeah. Those that he was letting them know, those that exit lordship. Great, they did it with authority upon them, but he told them, but so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, shall be a minister, shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest, shall be servant of all. That what a great honor, and we give it honor and praise to the Lord for that. But even so, the Son of Man came, Jesus himself, he came not to be ministered unto, but minister and give his life, his very life, even his life for a ransom. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Praise the Lord. And we know the story there, but I want to look more on, hallelujah, more on salvation. Salvation and know what great deed God has had that we may prepare our hearts and receive this salvation. We'll stop it right there. Tomorrow has wonders for itself, but today we give him the praise, the glory, the honor, and even the thanks, hallelujah, for allowing us to experience, hallelujah, his word, hallelujah, and know his way. It makes you look at suffering a little differently now. It's a blessing. It's a glory. It's an honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To be able to suffer with Christ. But I know if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. I know if we bless him in the storm, and he'll give us peace in the storm. You know, the storm of life, it will blow. It will blow into every life. A little rain must fall. But there is beauty when we're broken for the Lord. There is beauty, hallelujah, when we allow God to let just a little rain fall. But in that water, we get baptism. Hallelujah. Look at it as God washing you. When the storm comes, look at God purging. Hallelujah. That when the sun do shine, the S-O-N, even and the S-U-N, when it do shine, you can give him praise, glory, and honor, because you can rejoice that when you were down, he gave you peace in it because you looked unto him. You didn't experience your pity party or wanted others to be sorry or it was a woe is me, but you said, Lord, I thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. And in that quiet time that you had, that God set you by yourself, and you give him the glory, the praise, and the honor, then you set yourself up for blessings in that. So we tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. And as we get a little stronger, we tell him, thank you. Glory and honor, praise is due your name this day. And oh, we're so happy, and we'll find ourselves getting a little stronger. Hallelujah. We don't praise him because of, we praise him in spite of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those only praise God for goodness. Hallelujah. And that's good, but we should also praise him for the storm. Hallelujah. For we know in that storm it's going to work for our good. It's making us better. It's making anything that'll make you pray, you thank God for it. Hallelujah. Some won't pray unless they go through something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. We thank him today. We thank him for giving us this day our daily bread. We're at the time. If someone want to be a blessing, someone want to say thank you, someone might want to say what they got out of the lesson. Here's the time. Hallelujah. While you waiting, thinking, or someone may want prayer, I give you what I already gave us, a symbol required, assembly required. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Assembly required. The secret of peace is to give every anxiety care to God. Anxious care to God. The secret of peace is to give every. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. The secret lesson of peace is to give every anxious, anxiety, care to God. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Be anxious for nothing. But let your request be made known to God. Talk to him. There it is. That communication with God. Be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. But let your request be made known to God. Philippians 4:6. It's assembly required. Yeah, we need not face our burdens alone. God wants us to bring them to him. Be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. And the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:6-7 verse. Hallelujah. Thank you. And for that assembly required, also the lonely season. Amen. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. Ephesians 1:16. Hallelujah. I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. Reach out in friendship and encourage the lonely. Also, back to the basics. That's what you did. But back to the basics. Hallelujah. And what ways do you think you need to get back to the basics? How will you put this into practice in the new year? In our faith, we must put practice, or it's worthless. In this new year, God provides what we need. What we need. May we live out our faith by returning to the basics. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. That's basic. Back to the basics. Even that's part of the greatest commandment. The second of the greatest commandments. First is that you love the Lord God with all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. Hallelujah. And second and third, that you love your neighbor as yourself. Hallelujah. Got a little background noise there, but we thank God. Hallelujah. For back to the basics, the lonely season, and also assembly requirement. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what we have for you today. We pray that God has blessed you. God has touched you. We thank God for hearing our prayer. We thank God for what he has done for us. Praise the Lord. What he has done for us, God, if you're able to hear my voice, he's blessed you with another day that we should give him thanks. We should give him praise no matter what the day beholds. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. For even if you're in a situation that don't look too favorable, make sure we take God into that situation and lean upon him, trust upon him, depend upon him. Hallelujah. For he is our help in the time of trouble. He is a sure foundation that we can stand on his word and his promises. And I know he'll come through. Hallelujah. With a blessing for me, with a blessing for you as well. When you make that confession, I know the Lord will make a way. The way has already started to be made because your faith, hallelujah, many were healed. You'll find out tomorrow, hallelujah, about the blind Bartimaeus. But many are healed. Even the situation is healed because of their faith. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the promises of Jesus. I know and I believe he'll do just what he says. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you want a little prayer, now's the time. Or if you want to give him thanks, you can push the one button. If you want to say what you got out of the lesson, you can push the one button there. Now's the time. Amen. Praise God. Praise your Lord.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, Reverend Henry. That was me with the Noah. I just want to say thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Continue to pray for everyone.
Yes, sir.
Pray for you and me and everyone that's going through something. Just pray as a whole. At this moment, we don't have any one pushers there, but I'm asking for prayer for everyone. Amen. All God's children.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll do just that. We'll talk to God. We'll talk to God and tell him thank you. We'll talk to God. We'll tell him that we love him. We'll talk to God, for he knows all about it, even the things that have not been said or questions that not have been asked. He already knows the answer. He's just waiting for those to look unto him, for he is our help. He is our all in all. we'll go to God in prayer. We'll thank him for this day. Hallelujah. Thank him for his love. Another expression of love. Oh, great God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, thank him for this lesson that he reminded us and taught us in. Hallelujah. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we come just to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for your goodness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your kindness. Father, for this privilege that you've given unto us that we can just come and say thank you, Lord, and we love you. Oh, Father, we just so privileged, Father God, that you allowed us to come and read in your word, reason in your word. We count it a privilege, even a blessing, Father God. We want to just tell you we love you. We pray all for those, Father, and we thank you for all for those, Father God, that you have blessed, that you have made better, that you have set free, that you have lifted, that you have gifted. We thank you, Father God. Thank you for gifts you have given, spiritual gifts you have given, and love magnified you have shown us. You allowed us to love each other, love one another, and be a blessing to one another. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. We pray, Father, those Christians that are going through, give them strength, Father. Let them know, hallelujah, God, is you are still in control, and we thank you, Father God. You have lost none, Father God, but all that look unto you, you're able to lift them, hallelujah. We say thank you. Thank you for healing reports that we have received. Thank you for strength reports we have received. We say thank you, Lord, and we love you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing those that have been on fast for you, Lord, and you have blessed them, you have strengthened them, you have lifted them, you have called them back to you, and you have renewed relationships and repaired and restored. We tell you thank you, Lord. Oh, my God, we tell you thank you for all that you have done, and we know that when we thank you for all that you have done, oh, hallelujah, we see what more you can do and will do, and gives us courage and faith to go on through the storm, hallelujah, because we know you're able. You showed us time and time again that you're able, Father, so we just say thank you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for all that you have bestowed upon us. Thank you for all the deliverances, the spiritual blessings. Thank you for all the those that were negative, and you bless them to be positive. We thank you. Those that have been corrupt, but you bless them that they're not corrupt anymore, Father God. Those that wasn't in the way, but you bless them to be in the way now. Those that were out of the way, but you bless them, hallelujah. Though the path that was crooked, but you made paths straight. Those that was not walking with you, but now they're walking with you. We say, thank you, Father. Thank you for all that. Oh, Father, read every prayer request that is upon every heart of your children, Father God, and bless. We ask, some are praying for healing. Some are praying for strength. Some are praying for the help with decisions, Father God. You know, Father, we ask that you look upon, oh, hallelujah, look upon your children, Father God, and bless. Those that are called by your name, those that would be Christians, bless them, Father. And those, we even pray for those that are yet trying to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. Help them as well. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Thank you, Father, for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the listening ear. Jesus' name. All those that pray, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Sleepless night. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I walk on blood. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I want some blood. Lord has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. In today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Never stop you from crying.